So the Gemara says, Minuha Nemili. How do we know this Yisoid? That when you throw the make the Hazoyas Hadam, it does not have to touch the Kaparis itself, but only falls on the floor in front of the Kaparis. Is Omar Rav Achor Ba Yaakov, Omar Rabbi Zera, Omar Kroa, the Pasuk says like this, Vehizo Oisoi Al HaKaparis. You should throw the dam al HaKaparis, with Zmashim on top of the Kaparis, Vulefneh HaKaparis. And then you should do it in front of the kaparis. That's the one you do lamata downwards. Now, lo yoimer lamata b'soyer. Really, the end of this pasuk is extra. It did not have to say by the dam ha-soyer for lefnei ha-kaparis, you should throw the dam downwards. To lo tzarech, it's like extra. To goma mimata de par. Because we learn it out anyway from the avodas ha-par. Like we'll soon see the psukim ha-makish, the din, however you act with the dam ha-par, that's the way, the same way you have to act with the dam ha-soyer. So since it says already by the dam ha-par that you have to throw it downward 7 times, why does it have to say again by the dam ha-soyer for lefnei ha-kaparis? Is lama nemer, what does it say it for? Is le'akushet to say the tekish al le'lefnei, to learn out al, what goes on top, the one hazo upwards from the same hazo, the same way we do it downwards. Dedma lefnei, just like the 7 hazois that we throw it downwards. The lav al, it does not go on top of the kaparis, but like the pasuk says, for lefnei hakaparis, I'll tell you, af al, hu adim, when the pasuk says on top, that you have to throw one upwards, the lav al, it does not mean directly really on top of the kaparis, but just you make an upward movement, but the blood itself falls down on the floor in front of the kaparis. That's this limut. So now the Gemara goes on and says, no, maybe Adarabba, let's say just the opposite. Lo yoimar lamala bapar. It does not have to say that we do hazor, we throw the blood upwards by the par. To lo tzarech, because really it's extra. Why? The gomar mimala disoyer. We learn it out from the loch of throwing the blood upwards by the dam hasoyer. So lo monemer, what does it say also by Allah kaparis? What does it say by the dam of the par? Is lakushe, to learn out lifnei la'al, that the same way you throw it downwards, that's the same way you have to throw it upwards. That ma'al, just like when you throw it upwards, al hakaparis, is al mamish, maybe it means really, the blood has to reach the kaparis itself, has to go on top of the urine, maybe af lifnei al mamish, who are then when you throw the 7 downwards, also, but the blood has to reach the, maybe it has to reach the body, you say, learn out from the dam ha-soyer, learn it out from the dam ha-par. Now, really, like we'll soon see the rest of the Gemara, the pshat really is like this. In the Torah, it says both by the dam ha-par and by the dam ha-soyer that you have to throw it upwards and downwards. However, by the dam ha-par, the Torah explains that you have to do it 7 times downwards. How many times upwards? The Torah doesn't say by the dam ha-par. When the Torah talks about the dam ha-soyer, just the opposite. There, the Torah says that you do it 1 time upwards. But how many times downwards? It doesn't say. So we learn now the downwards of the dam ha-soyer from the downwards of the dam ha-par, which is 7 times. And we learn now how many times we do it up by the dam ha-par, it doesn't say. So we learn it out from the dam ha-sar, the dam ha-soyer. So really, when the Torah says to do it upwards by the dam ha-par, and when the Torah says to do it downwards by the dam ha-soyer, since these two places the Torah does not explain itself and say how many times you have to do it, but rather we learn it out from the Hekish that one has the same halacha like the others. So really, it's extra. That the Torah did not have to say by the power of the Indian of doing it upwards, and the Torah did not have to say by the Dam HaSoyer doing it downwards. So these are the two Inyonim that are extra. So now we're going to learn out from each one of them to see what did we learn out, what the Torah said it was extra. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. Who says to learn out from the Dam HaSoyer to teach us that the same way downwards, it does not reach the Mizbeach, who had been up the Oren, who had been upwards did not reach it either, maybe learn out the other way. Learn out from the Dam ha-par, that the same way upwards maybe does have to reach the kaparis, maybe going downwards also has to reach the urine. So Mora says, hi, mai. No, that can't be. Because Iyam Rit Bishleim, if you're going to tell me like this, Lamate de Soyer. The reason why the Torah says the extra time of throwing it downwards by the Dam ha-soyer, even though the Torah doesn't say how many times, is La Kushe Lamalo, to learn out to the top. In other words, the same way when you throw it downwards, it does not have to reach the kaparis, the urine. Who are them when you throw it upwards? It also does not have to reach. then it's very good. Why is it extra by the Dama Soyer? What do you do about now by the Dama Par? What does the Torah say this extra time to throw it upwards? I tell you, mi boy late. That we need for another reason. Likiratanya, Devei Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov. Ditona Devei Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov. He learned like this. The Pasuk says, Al Pnei HaKapurus Kedma, that you have to throw the Dama Par upwards, and Pnei HaKapurus Kedma, the east side. So Zeh Bon Av, from here we learn out to all other places that Komokam Shinema Pnei. Anytime the Torah says in front, what does Pnei in front mean? Einu Ela Kodim. It always has to mean the east side, the Kodim Mizrach side. Sastas Limud, why it says extra by the Dama Par, you need to throw it upwards. To teach us, it always means the Kedem or the Mizrach side. Eli Yarmut, but if you're going to tell me, Lamala de Par, the reason why the Torah says this extra time to throw upwards by the Dama Par is La Kushe Lamato, to learn out that just like upwards, it has to touch the Kaparis Mamish. Who are them when you make the seven hazoyas downwards? It also has to reach the yorin. That's what it says by the Dama Par. So if it's the soya lamayosa, why does the Torah have to send extra time by the Dama Soya, the Indian of throwing it downwards? Since it doesn't explain itself how many times, we have to learn it out from the Dama Par anyway. So it's extra. Why does the Torah say it? So if you learn like this, it's extra. We don't know why it says it. So therefore, the Gemara says it's better to learn out the other way. That we know why the Torah says the extra Dam HaSoyer, to doing it downwards, is to teach us that just like downwards does not reach the Orin, who are then when you make that Zoh upwards, it also does not have to reach the Orin. I wanted the Torah said the Dam HaPor, the extra time doing it upwards, that's to teach us the drush we had before, that whenever the Torah says the word Panei, it always means Kedma, the east side. Now the Gemara goes right to explain that, like we just said, that how do we know that by the par upwards it's only one time, and how do we know by the soyu downwards it's seven times? So Tana Rabbanan, the price sounds like this. The Pasuk says, V'hiza oisoy ala kaparis v'lefnei hakaparis. This is by the Dama of the soyu, the Sir Izim, the Tachatas Lashem. It says, throw it, V'hiza oisoy ala kaparis, like throw it once upwards towards the kaparis, v'lefnei hakaparis, and then do it downwards. Now, lomadnu kama lamala b'soyu. The Torah says clearly here the word, how many times you have to do it upwards, because it says, V'hiza oisai, which is achas. It means one time upwards. So we know how many times you have to do it upwards. By the Dam HaSoyer, it says once. Lamata b'soyer, but then the end of the pasuk says, V'lefnei hakaparis, means do it downwards. Eni yodea kama, I do not know how many times you have to, like, throw the Dam downwards. Is hareini dan. Let's see how we can learn it out from. Nemru domim lamata bapar. It says that you have to throw the dam seven times downwards by the dam apar. The nemru domim lamata b'soyer. And it says by the dam of the soyer also you have to make the seven hazoyas, you have to make the hazoyas downwards. But we don't know how many times. So let's learn out. Ma lamata bapar sheva. Just like by the par, the Torah says clearly that blood, you have to throw it seven times downwards, is af lamata b'soyer sheva. Who are then by the Dam of the Soyer also, when you have to throw it downwards, the Torah says downwards means seven times. That's one way to learn out. The Mor says, Oi klachna derech zu, or else let's turn around, let's try to learn it out a little bit differently. That Nemru domim lamala b'soyer. The Torah says by the Dam of the Soyer you have to throw it upwards, and it says one time upwards. The Nemru domim lamata b'soyer. The Torah also says, Lefnei hakaparis, you have to do it downwards. We don't know how many times though, so maybe learn it out that ma lamala b'soyer achas, just like upwards, we have to do it one time upwards of dam hasoyer. Maybe af lamata b'soyer achas. Maybe who adim when the Torah says v'lifnei hakapuris downwards, it also only means one time. So Gemara says niru. Let's see. Lemi doima. Which way is more to learn out? Better to learn out from. One svar is donin mata mimata. Learn out bottom of the soyer from the bottom of the dam apar. That means seven times. The ain done in matamamala, and don't learn out the bottom from the soyer, from the top of the soyer. That's one way. Like we were saying until now, that we're learning out just like by the Dama Par, you have to do it seven times downwards. Who are done by the Dama Soyer also needs seven times downwards? So the verse says, Adarab, but maybe no. Done in gufa mi gufay. Learn out better the same type of an animal, the soyer from the soyer. The aim donin gufa mi alma, and don't learn out of the dam ha soyer from the dam ha par. So maybe just like upwards, Baradam HaSoyer means one time, maybe Huadin downwards also means only one time, Baradam HaSoyer. How do we know Taka to do it seven times downwards? So Talmud Leiman, this the apostle comes to teach us and says, Tvi also es domoi kasher also dam par, that you have to do to the blood of the Soyer the same way you did to the par. Shein Talmud Leima doesn't have to say it kasherosa. That's the way you should do it. Oma Talmud Leima kasherosa. What does the pasuk say? This is the way you should do it. It means sheyiyu kol asiyosef shova, shovis. That all the doings of the dama par and the dama soyer should be alike. That means kishem shelamata bapar sheva. Just like the Torah says clearly that by the dama par seven times downwards is kach lamata b'soyer sheva. Who are them when you have to throw it downwards? The Dama Soyer, also the term means seven times. So, Lamadnu Kama Lamata Bapar U Soyer. So far we know how many times you have to do it downwards by the Dama Par and the Dama Soyer is Sheva. You have to do it seven times. That's about downwards. Now, Lamala. What about doing it upwards? Is Lamala Bapar and Yadaya? I do not know how many times you have to throw the Dam upwards. Is Bapar any day come? How many? For rainy dawn, let's see if we can learn it out. That Nemru Domim Lamala B'Soyer. It says the Indian, you have to throw the blood upwards by the Dama Soyer. For Nemru Domim Lamala Bapar. Who are them by the Dama? The Par. The Par, so the Kohen Godel. Also, the Torah says now make Hazor upwards. Now, Ma Lamala B'Soyer. Just like by the Dama the Soyer. Achas, it means one time, like we had before. It means one time upwards, is up one time upwards. Is afla mala b'parachas, who are then throwing the dam of the dama par upwards, is also only one time. That's one way to learn. Oy klacha derev zu, or else let's go look at another way. That nemru domim lamata b'par. It says the Indian of making the zrika seven times downwards by the dama par. V'nemru domim lamala b'par. It also says you have to do it upwards by the dama par. But it doesn't say how many times. So maybe Ma lamata b'par sheva, just like downwards, you have to throw the dam downwards in front of the kaparis seven times. Maybe af lamala b'par sheva, who would then, when the Torah says to do it upwards in an upward motion that we had before, you put your hands downwards and bring them up, throw them up. Maybe also it's seven times, just like by the lamata of the par is seven. Maybe the lamala is also seven. So the Gemara says nira l'midoyma. Let's see to which case is more alike. Donin Milo mi Milo. One svar is learn out top to from top. In other words, just like by the dam of the Soyer, upwards is one time. Who had in the dam of the par should also only be one time upwards. V'yein donin Milo mi Mato. And don't learn out from the dam of par just like downwards it's seven. Who had in upwards is also seven. Or else Adarab, no, we'll say just the opposite. That donin gufa mi gufay. There's a svar to learn out the same avoid of the Dama Par upwards from the Dama the Par you do downwards. Just like downwards is seven, maybe upwards is also seven. V'yein don and gufer mi alma, and don't learn out the Dama Par from the Dama Soyer. So we're stuck, we don't know which way to learn out. Talmud Loima, this the apostle comes to teach us and says, V'oso es domoi kasher oso. You have to do to the Dama of the Soyer the same way you did to the Dama the Par. Shein Talmud Leime Kasheros, the apostle did not have to say that's the way to do it. Uma Talmud Leime Kasheros, why does it say this is the way to do it? It means to say, Sheiyu Kol HaSiyosef Shavis, that all the doings should be alike. That means, that this is the Maskona, that Kishem Shelamate B'par Sheva, just like the Torah says clearly, by the Dama Par, you have to throw it like seven times downwards, is Kach Lamata B'Soye Sheva. Who Adim, when the Torah says to do it downwards by the Soyer, even though it doesn't say how many times, that's this kasherosa. They both have the same halacha. They're both seven times downwards. Ukeshem shelamalo b'soyrachas. Just like the Torah says clearly that you do it one time upwards by the dama soyer is kach lamala b'parachas. Who adim when you have to throw the dam upwards by the dama the par? Also, the pasuk says kasherosa. They both have the exact same halachas. That just like by the dama the soyer is one time up. Who had in the Dama the Par is also one time up and not more, not seven times. All right, we'll stop here.